wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, Roland Martin talks to... Who are you talking to today, Roland?
I'm actually talking to you. I'm off today.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. Jeff Johnson is holding it down for me. I'm here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I was, of course, this weekend, I was at... Oprah's Selma 50 celebration, the civil rights legends. I mean, just first of all, Tom, have you seen the film?
No.
Oh my,
really good.
God.
Are you
no
in
words.
It?
No words.
Are you in it?
No words. No words. I'm not in it, but when y'all see the first scene,
yeah,
you will all think of me. Trust me. trust
wow.
me. Y'all gonna say, trust
wow.
me. All right. I was shocked too myself. But
when's it come
it was
out?
A great,
when is it in theaters?
It limited run at Christmas, Los Angeles and New York, because you have to get it in before for the Oscars. But it comes out nationwide January 9th. But it is
a great job, I hear, by the director, black female director,
Ava DuVernay. Uh-huh. It is stunning, stunning, stunning. And so great weekend for Oprah celebrating the civil rights legends, major folks there. So it was just fabulous. To Tom, we've been you guys have talked a lot about the Bill Cosby allegations, and last week a woman stepped forward, says that when she was 15, she was raped by Bill Cosby, and that has now sparked the LAPD to say they will start an investigation. This woman says she's going to file a police report. Gloria Allred had a news conference last week as well with three women. And so is there really a legal case there against Bill Cosby? So we turn to television legal analyst Midwin Charles, who joins me right now. Midwin, LAPD says they're going to open an investigation because the woman says she's going to file a police report. This happened 40 years ago. What kind of investigation can somebody actually do 40 years later with this type of allegation?
Good morning, Roland. You know what? That's a good question. One of the reasons why, crimes usually have to be investigated closely to the time when they happen is because, obviously, evidence goes away, people's memories wane, witnesses move, and so it makes it very difficult for a prosecutor to put together a case so that they can prove that case beyond a reasonable doubt. As you know, that's the standard when you go to trial. So it's going to be very, very difficult, I think, for this LAP, for anyone to sort of try to see if they can piece together exactly what happened to this woman 40 years ago. It's really, really...
what's the statute of limitations
on rape?
Well, that's the thing. When it comes to criminal cases with sexual abuse against children, it's very different. Usually it's about 1 year. But when you're a minor, a lot of states have what's called a tolling. In other words, they recognize that because of the psychological trauma that a child experiences during sexual abuse, sometimes they forget, they suppress it. So usually the statute of limitations doesn't begin to tick until they remember or until they recognize it. And California is one of those states.
So even after 40 years, huh?
Well, but that's what makes this one different. It's not as though this woman suddenly woke up after 40 years and realized that she had been raped. Apparently, she realized it right away when she was 15, but she was encouraged not to come forward and not to say anything, which isn't unusual. I mean, let's face it, America's justice system has not been kind to sexual abuse cases, you know, when women are victims. And that's what's so telling about this case. A lot of these women did come forward when it happened, but state prosecutors, the police didn't take them seriously. And this is sort of telling in terms of our legal justice system and how we have treated, the justice system has treated sexual abuse over the years. Now, if a child goes to the police and say that they were sexually abused, of course, it's taken seriously, it's investigated right away. But that wasn't necessarily the case in the 80s and the 70s. It has taken a long time for us to sort of advance and recognize as a society that these crimes are serious, that they must be dealt with.
Well, what about last week at the Gloria Allred news conference where she said she wanted Cosby to waive his statute of limitations and put $100 million into some kind of account. Somebody who is accused just can't waive statute of limitations. Where did that come from?
Well, what she's talking about is in a civil suit. When someone files a civil suit against another person, that person has a number of defenses that they can put up to sort of try to get that civil suit dismissed. One of those defenses, they're called affirmative defenses, is statute of limitations. In other words, you can defend yourself from that civil suit and say, you know what, you've passed the statute of limitations for this, so this case should be dismissed. So what she's saying is that he should waive that defense and not put forth that defense in the civil suit.
Will he finally have to make a statement? Will this force him, the investigation from the California police, is he going to have to make a statement?
Let me tell you why I think he will. The problem is you're talking about over a dozen women, and each day two or three more prop up.
Over the weekend there were former Playboy bunnies or members.
Right, right. And the way in which these women have been assaulted are very similar. The facts that they are alleging seem to all be very similar, and that is incredibly disturbing. Also, a lot of these claims range impact victims that were very young, many of them minors, and they range across state lines, they range across age, race. I mean,
I understand that, but why will he have to make a statement?
Now, and will he have to make a statement if he goes ahead and settles? And if a settlement is
the only reason why I think he'll have to make a statement is because there's so many women coming forward, there's a likelihood that there may be so much more that he's going to have to address it. Also, when you look at how society is treating him, the pullback of so many accolades that he's received, disassociation from schools and all kinds of corporations that have supported him in the past, at some point he's going to have to speak to this. Otherwise, this sort of downward trend of sort of everyone disassociating themselves from him is going to continue. And at some point,
okay,
he'll have nothing left.
I got to ask you this question. Okay, let's say you are his attorney. And I understand your point, but there's not a single lawyer or PR person I've interviewed who said they would let him testify anywhere to anybody under oath. And they said they understand the court of public opinion. They said, but when you go under oath, it's a whole different conversation. If he is your client, would you vigorously fight that and say, oh, absolutely, you should talk?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Never, ever, 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 ever. Absolutely
even
not.
So your point is, even with losing all the accolades and your name being hit, you would say, if he is my client, I'm not letting him talk.
Not under oath, not during a criminal trial or a civil trial. Absolutely not. Now, a statement in terms of addressing some of these allegations and what have you and letting the public understand, what's going on, that he didn't do it.
Written statement, or media interview.
A media statement, but absolutely not. He should not speak during any sort of trial, whether that be civil or criminal.
An interview with Roland Martin, for instance.
He's not going to do it.
No, well, that I don't recommend.
I don't care how many more women come across. He's not going to make a statement.
A short, simple statement, but only if another 30 women come forward. That's what makes this so disturbing.
He's done what you just said.
No, yeah, so you're saying even if it was around 20, 25, it has to be another 30. So basically, Midwin,
at some point, the world, and I'm sure the world thinks this now, he's a predator. That's what they're going. That's what they are thinking, and that thought will be cemented in the public's mind if more and more women come forward. And the facts that are being alleged, allegations not proven in a court of law, are very disturbing.
Roland's commentary is brought to you by TV One.